What is up and welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. What's popping, y'all? So let me just tell y'all. So I hadn't been doing podcasts for a little while now. And the other day I had to clear my chakras. And you know what? I think my throat chakra was blocked. So anytime you guys got to look into chakras because there's different levels. There's different, you know, every chakra connects to certain things. But I realigned my chakras the other day, and I cleared my throat chakra clearly because I keep creating podcasts, but I love this space. I love when I'm not motivated, because I don't do anything when I'm motivated, but I do it from a place of alignment and feeling like it's good timing and it's perfect timing. So here's another podcast, you know, back to back to back. Hit it like Drake, you feel me? But in today's podcast, I thought this was a very interesting thing to talk about, because my last podcast that I posted about the six-figure standard, if you guys want to hear like my insight on that, like women having the six-figure standard and relationships and dating, go check that podcast out. It's the one before this one. But I got a lot of DMs from men, surprisingly, and I did not realize that people outside my fam were listening. So maybe I can't give y'all no more tea, because I don't want to be spilling my tea to people who know me. You feel me? I thought that it was just like, you know, our little crew over here, my solid crew. But anywho, we got on the topic of safety, because in that last podcast, I spoke about one of the needs that I needed from a partner, and safety was one of them. And one of my homies on IG, let me shout him out. D-Lo, he's a rapper in New York, was popping, my king. We got in a conversation about safety and what that means for a man. Because oftentimes women, we, and this happened to me, and I'm going to speak from, if you don't resonate, then I'm not talking about you. But for me, I used to be in a very selfish place with relationships, where it was like what I wanted, what I felt, my needs. And I really didn't take into account my partner's needs, wants, emotions. It was just whatever I felt I needed, that's what I would focus on, and not giving too much thought on what my partner needed and what he wanted as well, because this is a two-way scenario relationship and things like that. And I want to just kind of remind women while we're dating that as much as we're trying to make sure we get our needs met, that we also align with the needs of our partner or our future partner or the person that we're dating, and just to make sure that we're in alignment, that we're on the same path to be together. Because basically the purpose of dating, which I've discovered over the last few years, is you should be a whole person in alignment. And you seek out another person that's in alignment, or you guys are attracted to each other, because when you are in alignment, you don't seek anything. You pray about what you want and you do you, and whatever is meant for you will come to you when you do the work. And when two people are in alignment with their personal purposes and you date each other, or you find somebody that you find attractive or whatever, during the dating phase, you're supposed to figure out, does this person align with my life? Do we align with each other? Do I align with his life? Does he align with my life? And what that means is, if that man is solid and he knows his goals, right? He knows what he wants to do. Are you that woman that's going to support that? If you're a woman in alignment with what you want and your goals and what God placed you here for and your purpose, does that man support your life's role? And together, you guys move forward in your relationship vehicle together. And I want to come bring this analogy back that I said on my podcast before. I look at relationships like a vehicle, right? So the man is the driver, because the man is the leader, head of the household. If you believe in biblical things, if you're not a person who believes in gender roles, that's fine. So this kind of talk is kind of for people who do believe in gender roles to a certain extent, you know, and every relationship is different. So you can, in that relationship, determine what those roles are for each other. But in my personal belief, and what I see that works, is when the man is the head of the household and the woman plays, you know, it's kind of like, give me a basketball team. Okay. For instance, for my old heads, Michael and Scottie Pippen, right? Your man is Michael. God is, what was the coach? Phil Jackson. right? And the woman is Scottie Pippen. So Scottie Pippen would give Mike all the assists, right? And I'm not a big basketball head, so I'm just going off of my 80s brain and what I think was going on. So you're Scottie Pippen. Women, we're Scottie Pippen in the situation. Your man is Michael Jordan making all the dunks, all the scoring. And God is the coach, coaching you guys along on this journey. And for instance, in a relationship, the man drives. Women, we're in the passenger seat. And not to say because we are Scottie Pippen or we're in the passenger seat that we don't have our own goals, that we don't have our own purpose, because when you're in alignment, God will give you your purpose. Like for me, right? I'll just give you a real world example. For me, my purpose is to do exactly what I'm doing now, using my gifts to speak, to help and be in alignment with God. And whatever God delivers through me is what I deliver to you all. Like these podcasts are never scripted. I come up with a topic, or you guys send me a topic. I pray about it and I go. I don't script these. I script my YouTube channel. I don't script these, right? So this is a part of my gift. And I have to have somebody who supports that, you know, while I support whatever he's doing. So going back to the relationship vehicle, right? So I'm in the passenger seat. My man, I don't have one, but my man would be in the driver's seat. And the man's responsibility is to put the GPS coordinations into the GPS, right? Because you don't want to get into a relationship vehicle, i.e. a relationship with somebody, and there's no direction. You know, where are you guys going? And what are you guys doing? And what are you guys going to do on the way to those goals, right? So you guys come, you're supposed to come together. When you're in alignment, you're supposed to come together. Have both of your guys' goals out and make sure that they align. Make sure that when you get in a relationship or you're in that relationship vehicle, that wherever he puts in those coordinations, those calculations, you know, the GPS, that's where you're supposed to go as well. And then to kind of dial it back is to make sure that your goals align. Make sure that whatever he's trying to execute in his life, that you're supportive, that makes sense for you. And vice versa. So say if you are dating a rapper, right? If you're not trying to go to shows, if you're not trying to pass out mixtapes, if you're not trying to repost on your social media, your man's music, or you're not the one that while he's doing his live streams or posting his content, if you're not going to be his hype man, you feel me? If you're not going to be the Keisha K-Or to his Gucci Mane, you may not want to be in that relationship. That might not be the man for you. I.e. give you another example. If your man is the person who likes stocks, right? If you're not going to be the person who helps him research, or you may find a stock and be like, hey, babe, what about this or whatever? Like if you're not going to be his helpmate, you know, if none of what he's doing intrigues you, or, you know, if y'all don't align, that might not be the relationship for you. And vice versa. Like for me, right? If I don't have a man who's going to understand that I have speaking engagements, that I'm going to be around other men in a very platonic and respectful way, if I don't have somebody who understands when I have to film, or maybe wants to pick up a camera and help me sometimes, or take my photos when I need photos and stuff like that to help me on my journey, that might not be the relationship for him, if that makes sense. So make sure that you guys are in the same relationship vehicle, that man puts those coordinates in, you know, to that GPS. He's making those dunks. If you passing him the assists, or I don't know what the terminology are. If men are listening to this, my fault, my fault. But if you're not going to be the Scottie Pippen to his Jordan, then it might not be the relationship for you. So you definitely want to be a safety for that person. As like he should be the safety for you, right? Safe space. So going back to that point, the safety part. When I was speaking to my homie over IG, we talked about safety and security. And what some women may not know are that men have feelings. Men have men get scared. Men want to be vulnerable, but they don't know how. Or they want to be vulnerable, but they don't trust it. Because you guys have to sometimes understand that men are societally programmed to not show their emotions, not deal with their emotions sometimes. Like nobody asked the black man how he feels. You know, nobody you know, we have generations of psychological, systematic, systemic trauma through the Black men that's been transformed and transmuted through our DNA for centuries. So when we do find ourselves dating a Black man, and regardless of what your race is listening to this, I feel like you should hold a certain space for him. Allow him to know that he is safe with you in any capacity, whether that's showing his emotions, being vulnerable, being transparent with his how he feels. You know, just like a Black woman doesn't want to be strong all the time, let your man have that space to be not strong either. Sometimes as women, we have to drive. Because maybe our man doesn't, he just doesn't have it. Maybe he's tapped out. Maybe he needs to reset. Maybe he's beat down by the world. You know, we have to be that safety net and that safe space so that our men can flourish in the world, and vice versa. Your man should be your safe space. You know, you, that should be where you can come and reset and not dump all of your emotional baggage or whatever you've dealt with the day. Not really dump, but let him help you sort it out, and vice versa. A man should not be dumping all his worldly frustrations on you. There was like a post I've seen on social media where it was like a older Black woman, I think I want to say maybe in the 60s, 70s, where she was saying how back then, you know, because men deal with a lot in the world, you know, having to shuck and jive for the white man and all of that, that you know, Black men went through a lot. You know, there's a lot of alcohol abuse and a lot of, you know, physical abuse in the Black homes because of a lot of the stuff that Black men had to deal with in the real world, right? Not saying it was right, but when you don't have an outlet, when you don't know how to, you don't know what your emotions are, or you don't have the emotional intelligence to sort those things out, because, you know, wasn't nobody asking a Black man how he felt. It was, hey, boy, do this, and being, you know, emasculated day in and day out, you know, and fearing for his life probably most of the time, dealing with certain things and having to call young white men sir and whole bunch of stuff, right? But she was basically saying how, you know, he would come home and why do you have to, you lie to everybody else. Why do you have to tell me the truth? Why do you have to bare your soul to me? And thank God we're not in that time and space anymore, because what she was saying was he was bearing his soul in a negative way by either abusing her physically, mentally, emotionally, and all of that, where she, all she wanted was love from him. But when you get beat down from the world, there's no space for love, because you now have anger, now you have resentment, now you have a certain type of energy that you can't, that doesn't translate into love. You feel me? So we have to ensure as women that we are holding those spaces for men to be vulnerable, to be sometimes not the strong one, sometimes not the one making all the decisions. Should the man make the ultimate decisions? In my personal opinion, yes. And I'm not saying, when I say that, I'm not saying that he should disregard you, or he should not take into your feelings into account. But there is something to be said, and this is my personal ideology taken from the Bible. You guys can take, it's your life. You do what you feel. But for me and my home, for me and my future home, I look at it like a triangle, right? God is at the top. Your husband is on one side and you're on the other. If you guys don't flow in the alignment of God together, then that's a cause for destruction, one. And there is something to be said about, you know, God, husband, wife. In the Bible, it tells you that if you have an issue with your husband, and this is going to go for your boyfriends too, if you guys believe in this, you say, if you go to your man, and there's something that's going on with him. Maybe his ego. Maybe he's like, he's really stubborn in one area. And, you know, his ego won't let him see your point of view. Instead of constantly nagging him about it, you're supposed to go to God and pray. And even if he's not a man of God, God will work through his spirit, because there are certain things that we cannot do. But that's why it's very important that you get a man that submits to a higher power. If a man feels like he's the end all be all and he ain't got to listen to nobody, that might be a very hard one. So if you are a woman of God, or if you're a woman of spirituality, you should really link with and be on the same page with a man who also is, so he can submit to something besides himself. That's it's a wall. Like, I feel like it's kind of like what's coming to my mind is, if you have a man who's not submitting to anybody but himself, he's only going to listen to himself, and he's not going to ask God for guidance, because that's how it's supposed to go, right? It's supposed to go to God, your husband, and you. And so what should happen is, and in my personal opinion, decisions that should be made in the household or together, you know, you come together, you talk about it. And once you've voiced your opinion, and once you've put out what you feel you should do, you leave it up to your husband, or you leave it up to your significant other. And ladies, mind you, I'm saying husband. I ain't talking about your boyfriend. This could go for fiancés, because you're working towards marriage, right? You give it up to your husband, and your husband's supposed to go to God and pray about it. What's best for my family? With all things into consideration, not just what he wants to do, but does this better my family? God's supposed to give him the answer, and then he makes a decision and y'all go with it. And you're the supporting role in that fact. Now, if you're a woman who doesn't believe that, by all means. But I will say that if you're looking for a leader, if you're looking for a man to lead your family, and you don't believe that, you're going to have a very hard time. And you might only align with passive men, which if that's what you want, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want a leader, if you want somebody who has more of alpha male traits and tendencies, you going against that probably won't work. And I'm just being 100% honest, because men who are really aligned or who have alpha male energy, right? And all men don't have that. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, because there's a lot of women who have alpha male energy that maybe should link up with men who don't have alpha male energy all the time. Because there's different types of men out there, right? Sometimes there are situations where the woman is the leader. However, in my spirit, I feel like things work better, and I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying, from my spirit and what me and my house, I feel like it just works better when there is a hierarchy to a certain extent. And again, when I say that, that does not mean that the man is a dictator in the household, that whatever he says goes, that you're supposed to submit. When you say the word submit, it does not mean that you are his maid. It does not mean that you are his, boss. I do whatever you say. Absolutely not. It is a partnership. Your feelings, emotions, and thoughts should definitely be on the table. But if, say, we'll just break it down to like a house, right? You guys go looking for homes, and you're like, babe, I really, 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 really want this house. The reason why the man is supposed to be the decision maker, because women we can be very emotional. I'm not saying all. I'm not saying then this is a general statement that does not pinpoint every single woman. But women, we make more emotional decisions because we go off of how we feel. And we'll put some logic in there, but a lot of times, and I'll give you another example, and I didn't finish that one, but I'll give you another example, cars, right? People who work at dealerships, car salesmen, know women want a few things. They like the aesthetic, how a car looks, how a car looks on the inside, and the color, right? And if they can get you on that, if they can get you on the emotional part of it, they can sell you a car. Versus a man may want to know how many miles per the gallon is it? How is the engine made? Men kind of have a better hold on the logic side. Women were more emotional. And it's biology. It's not a negative, and that's not a negative thing. And I want women to stop like, oh, well, I'm logical. Yes, you are. But biology, by makeup, we are more emotional by nature. It's okay. That's what we're supposed to be. That's why we're the nurturers of the household. That's why we are the loving ones. And I'm not saying that a man can't be either. Okay? I'm not saying a man can't have emotions. I'm not saying a man can't be vulnerable. I'm not saying a man can't be a nurturer. But by biology, women, we're more you know, we're more emotional. So we'll say, oh, I want this house because we like how it looks. We like the neighborhood. It's in a good school district. We're thinking about the family. We're seeing the Christmases in the house. And the, you know, a man might be like, okay, well, how is this house built? What's the foundation like? What's the property taxes? They might go a little deeper. And again, I had to buy a house. I'm buying a house on my own too. So of course I thought about those things as well. But if I ain't like how the house looked, I wasn't getting it. You feel me? If I don't like how it looks, I'm not getting the house. You know, so sometimes a man can come in with a little bit more logic. And so you're out house shopping with your man or your husband, I think. I think if you're single, you should buy a home single. If you're married or in the process of getting married, that's when you shop for houses, in my personal opinion. I don't feel like you should have assets with your boyfriend. Absolutely not. But that's my personal opinion. But I feel like if you go house shopping, right, and you say, hey, honey, I really, 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 really want this house. Then you tell your husband, I want this house. He goes, okay, let's think about it. Cause men are good at that. Men will be like, let's kind of step back. Let's think about this. We'll get back to you, talking to the, you know, real estate agent. And you go home and you guys talk about it some more. And then once you vocalize your thing, you be like, all right, babe, you got it. So I've told you what I want. I'm going to step back. He goes back and prays about it. Sorry for the smack, y'all. I know I smack a lot on this podcast. My bad. He goes back. He talks to God. And then he makes his decision. He can come back and say, you know what, babe? I thought about it. And I don't think that that's a good house for us. And then you say, why? You know, and then there's communication and conversations. But I feel like there is a reasoning behind that structure of God, a husband, and wife, personally. But we have to be a safe space for our men and give them that leadership role. You know, as women, and I can attest, I'm a military officer. I am in a leadership role making decisions all the time. This shit is exhausting. I don't want to come home and be the leader in my household. I don't. I won't. I'm going to align, hopefully, with a man who wants to be the leader, wants to be the head of the household, because there's no way. Then I'm making all those household decisions. It's just not in my makeup. And women, you have to figure out what's in your makeup. Do you want to be the head of the household? I feel like if you want to be, it's going to be very draining for you personally. And to each his own, there's different type of people out there. It may work for you in your house. But for me and mine, I think it's very important to understand what type of relationship you want. Relationship that aligns with your life and your lifestyle, and also what aligns with his, but to be his safe space, for him to be your safe space. And also, not even touching on vulnerability, but the loyalty, you know. And I want to put this out there too. Women, don't be loyal by yourself. All this you got to go through, struggle love in order to get love, is absolutely false. You know, put your standards out there day one. You don't tolerate cheating, won't tolerate cheating. He will lose you if he cheats on you. If you want a monogamous relationship and you've been upfront about that day one, then that's what it is. If he wants to be with more than one woman, then maybe he needs to go check out polygamy. Maybe he needs to explore polygamous relationships. You know, those are the conversations you need to have while you're dating. Can you be monogamous? Is monogamy an issue for you? Because you should not be in a situation where you're the only one being loyal. And the minute you're not loyal, it's hell and hot water. I was watching The Crown, right? Ooh, I was watching The Crown and I was getting so upset. So I don't know if you guys watch The Crown. The Crown is a Netflix series about, you know, what are they called? The monarch of the UK, which, you know, are the Queen of England and all of her family, right? They had some shit going on, y'all. Golly. That's why you can never look at anybody and think their lives are perfect, because they had a whole lot of going on behind those doors. But anyways, Princess Diana, most of us probably know who she is. She passed away after a tragic car accident in the 90s or 80s. But she was married to Prince Charles. I believe, was it Prince Charles? Prince? One of them princes. The Queen's son. I don't know. I'm not a UK person. I'm an American. And the prince had a mistress the entire time they were together. the entire time, even before they got married. And there was one part where they came together and they said, you know what, I want to fight for our marriage, right? Princess Diana was like, I want to fight for my marriage. And they were like, okay. They were like, no stepping out. Because she was stepping out because her husband was stepping out. Like I said, he had a mistress the entire time. He was messing with a married woman the entire time that they were together. And she was like, I really want to try in our relationship, right? And they were like, all right. So he told the guards, if anytime she brings her, I don't know what a male mistress is, but she had dudes that she was messing with because her husband was stepping out, right? So he told the guards, like, if you guys see Princess Diana stepping out on me again, let me know. So she said she would be loyal, and they moved forward, but he kept messing with the mistress. So she called up her side piece, and then he got mad. And I was like, well, how do you expect a woman to want to be faithful to you or want to be in the relationship with you if you're constantly cheating on her? You know, loyalty cannot be a one-way street. And like I said before, struggle love is not something that you have to go through in order to find peace and happiness. Like, you don't get peace when somebody's stepping out of your relationship if that's what you guys agreed on. Whatever that relationship looks like to you, whatever those parameters were to you. And women, don't sign up with nobody that got no side already, because his heart ain't never leaving her, unfortunately. And that's what ended up happening, which was very, like, when you just, if you really like dig into the show and then you listen to her interview, like, she has another thing in Netflix, and I was watching, I had to turn it off. It was so damn depressing. You know, just feeling like a prisoner in her own relationship and going through bulimia. And, ooh, child, that baby had a whole story. I feel so bad for Princess Diana. And you think that people, you know, royalty would have, like, fabulous lives and stuff. Baby, that whole family was damaged. Ooh, child. Damaged in a whole nother level. But not to judge them, but it is what it is. You feel me? That was their story. But loyalty is not a one-way street. And women, you have to be loyal. Like, there's no point to be in a relationship if you're not going to be loyal. You know, don't let a man deter you from who you are naturally. If you're a woman who's naturally loyal, stay that way. If he cheats, don't be like, well, I'm gonna cheat on him. Leave. Keep that your standard, but don't lower your vibration, or don't change who you are because somebody made you mad or pissed off. Because when it comes to the male ego, he can cheat on you a million times, and the one time you do it, it's a problem. And I can attest to that in my family's personal life, in that situation, you know, in a million more situations where a man was a complete dog, slime ball, woman got tired of it, stepped out, and now it's all hell breaks loose. Because that woman that he did not honor was not faithful or loyal to him by default. Men, it doesn't work like that. So in the midst of this whole, you know, podcast is just to bring peace to your home. Just to make sure that you're in alignment with the person that you are dealing with. And yeah, we just got to make sure that we're bringing each other peace. If somebody doesn't bring peace to your life, either relationships or friendships. And again, it's life. Every moment is not going to be peaceful, but it shouldn't be dreadful either. And I don't know, I've never been married, and I hear that marriages go through a lot. So, I mean, there may be instances, you know, where it may be dreadful. I don't know, but I feel like there should be a level of peace, transparency, and safety in a situation. And even if it's not peaceful, it should definitely always feel safe, you know, safe physically, emotionally, and mentally. And I definitely believe in peace. But that's all I got for this podcast. I hope you guys took something out of it. I know my analogies can sometimes be, you know, a little all over the place. So if you rock with them, thank you. Thank you for all my new listeners. Thank you guys for sharing all these things on Instagram. I really, really, really appreciate it when you guys say that they help you, or that you liked them, or you know, it just makes me it's like that's my little pat on the back. Like, you're doing the right thing and you're doing a good job. So I really appreciate that. It's 11:11, so that shows alignment right there. Thank you, God, for that message. And I love you guys so much. I pray that today brings you all blessings and peace and safety. All right, until next time. Peace.